More than 2 months after Superstorm Sandy devastated several Northeast states, and 2 days after a near mutiny by New York and New Jersey Republicans against Speaker John Boehner's attempt to delay storm aid, the House of Representatives today approved nearly $10 billion in relief funds. It's the first phase of a proposed $60 billion aid package for Sandy victims. For one anxious businessman in Brooklyn, New York, the congressional action couldn't come fast enough. Anthony Jimentis Sr. is president and founder of Architectural Grill, a maker of custom grills for ventilation systems. Mr. Jimentis joins us from his office in the Gowanus section of Brooklyn. Welcome.
Thank you.
How much damage did your business suffer in Sandy?
Complete damage. We have all computerized machines that do the cutting, perforating of our grills and so forth and so on. And we had 5 feet of water. Once that salt water gets into computers, it destroys all our machinery. It's going to take me months to rebuild this, months.
So are people calling and saying, you know, will you be able to start filling our orders again? What do you tell them if they call?
I've been very fortunate. A lot of my customers are understanding. We're telling them 15, 16, 18 weeks. They know the quality of work we do, and they're willing to wait.
You had slightly 52 people working at your facility at one point. How many are working there now?
I think 10 or 12 now, I think.
And what are you telling the laid-off workers?
I'm telling them, look, please have patience, or, you know, I can't hold you here. You know, you have to look out for your family and your interests. I can't, you know, expect them to wait for me.
So have you gotten any federal, state, city assistance? You may not be eligible for FEMA money, but any assistance?
None so far. We've spoken to the senator. We've spoken to the borough president. We've spoken to the mayor. So many things, but it doesn't get us anywhere.
Now, you say you've gotten little help. I'm imagining that insurance must help in a situation like this.
Well, that's another problem. We have problems with our insurance company that we had to go get a special adjuster and a lawyer to sue them because they don't want to give us any money. Right. I says, I have flood insurance. Doesn't that cover it? No, because the wind pushed the door open. That's how the water came into your building. Insurance companies don't want to know nothing. You see, it's nice when I have to pay them their premiums, but now when it's coming to pay me, they don't want to. That's unfair. That is very, very unfair.
Well, what do you think you would need if you could get a certain amount from, I don't know, the federal government or the state or the insurance company? What would you need to get up and running again to start to be able to produce like you were?
Well, just the machinery alone, okay? There's 12 computerized machines. Just one machine alone is over $1,300,000. I need all these machines to start making my product over again the way I used to. But to do it all at once, it's impossible.
You know, I read that in 2007, your company donated quite a bit of your grill work to help build an art center in Greensburg, Kansas, after that town was leveled by a tornado. Ironically, now you need help because of a natural disaster.
And nobody's helping me. Well, I guess that's the way it goes.
Well, what are your thoughts, though, on how long it's taken lawmakers to address the needs of Superstorm Sandy victims like yourself? I mean, this has been a long time for people. It's October 29th.
I know. You know, the government says things. It's all talk, but no action. And that's the sad part about our government. That's how I feel. Here we were already in January. So what's taking so long?
Right. Anthony Jimentis, Sr., president and founder of Architectural Grill in Brooklyn, New York. Mr. Jimentis, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Up next, a guide to finding work for soon-to-be college graduates. We'll be back in 30 seconds, here and now.